I think Caleb got a new job, spokesman for skydiving. Anyway, all right, we'll start off the first. I'm going to get the crowd a bit of interacted for this talk. So we'll start off with the first slide. All right, so first of all, I want to just, in a few words, I've got three people in the crowd, and I want to see what they see in this photo. Some put your hand up, what they see in this photo. What do you see? Tully.
Bad team.
I should have picked Eagles fans. Abby.
King.
Guy.
Greatest of all time.
I agree, all those. That has nothing to do with God, sir, but I just wanted to put that in there. All right, but the first one is actually... It's playing up. All right. All right, so we're going to turn to the first scripture. It's going to... I didn't put them on the slides because I don't really know how to use it, but we'll put it on to everyone. Turn to Mark 11, verse 23. So Mark 11, verse 23, and it says here, where are we? For verily I say unto you that whoever shall say unto this mountain, be they removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. So basically that talks about, by the way, my obviously theme is no hesitation, or don't hesitate, like everyone else's. And basically this scripture talks about, the Lord can, part seas, he can move mountains, so we shouldn't hesitate to pray. Don't be scared to pray because, if he can do that for, I think that's Moses, is it? Is that Moses? If he did it to Moses, I mean, he can do something. That's such a big, obviously, blessing. It's a miracle. So if we got a cold or we got something small, because I guarantee we don't need that, unless you want to go traveling, but... that's a miracle, that's unbelievable. So if you can do that, what's your case, So don't be scared to pray for things because nothing's impossible. No, don't hesitate to do that. But that same token, who forgets to pray? We might be in our minds like, oh, we got this, we need this thing, and we just say, oh, Lord, bless it. But, we just don't forget to pray, because if he can do that, he can do anything sort of thing. So there's nothing he can't do. This is my first point I want to get across, I want to use another scripture. Let's go to James 1, verses 5. Right, does anyone use the Bible these days? No. It's hard work, I'm telling you. James 1, verse 5. Oh, sorry. Yeah, James 1, verse 5 to 8. So it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he is wavering is like... Hang on, did we just go past it? 5, 6 to 8. No. Oh, hang on. Sorry, skip that one. Verse 6, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for his wavered in is like a wave in the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not the man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. And a man is unstable in all his ways. So that basically talks about wisdom. And it goes with the token of, don't be scared to pray anything. And wisdom's a big part of that. God, the society thinks of God as a big stick saying, you've done this, curse you. But he's actually a loving God. So it talks about praying for wisdom in the Bible quite often. And this leads us to the next picture. Oh, that's not that one. Oh, that one. Oh, it's the wrong way away, sorry. Whoops. All right, this is the next picture. So, obviously, he's praying for wisdom. We obviously don't do that sort of thing. But praying for wisdom because it definitely shows, if we're all, obviously, we're all flesh and we're all human, we all make mistakes and we're all not perfect. Everyone has their faults and undoings, but, it's a wise thing to pray for wisdom because it shows, the fruits of the Spirit. Quick hands, what's fruits of the Spirit? Name a few. What are some fruits of the Spirit?
Love.
peace, long-suffering, temperance, all these things that God wants us to pray for. Because, you know, if you know that someone's wise, if they're like, you know, it just shows in their walk and it shows in who they are as a person. They could be very polite, you know, they never talk bad on someone, the good conversations. You want to be around that person. You know someone that's wise in the Lord or wise in the Spirit when they're just someone you want to be around. Because obviously we're human, you know, that, you know, stuff happens and whatever. But if you just be wise and you don't hesitate to pray for wisdom, you don't hesitate to pray for anything, you become like a spiritual role model and people want to be around you, and it shows in your testimony, you get people saved. So if no one, you know, everyone did that, you know, the world would be a much better place, obviously, but obviously we will live here anyway. But so just pray for wisdom, guys. And the last photo, don't hesitate and get a sick mullet.